This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, May 15th. God's word to you today is God's intent. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 3 verse 9, and it says, I was chosen to explain to everyone this mysterious plan that God, the creator of all things, had kept secret from the beginning. What is this mysterious plan Paul is speaking about? Paul explained the first part when he said God's plan was for the Jews and Gentiles to be together in the body. That was a huge mystery. However, this mysterious plan that Paul now speaks of is so mysterious that the first few times I read it, it was actually mysterious to me. Now, here is God's mysterious plan. God's purpose in all these was to use the church. The truth is, hate the church, kick against the church, persecute the church. The church may not be perfect, but the church will outlast you. When you are far gone and buried, the church will still be standing there. It is indeed a mystery. The Church of Jesus Christ is the most powerful force on earth. It cannot be killed, and it cannot be suppressed. It can be persecuted, but it will prevail. So for you to be afraid for the church means you do not even know God. Do we have responsibilities as Christians? Absolutely. Do not get me wrong. But there is nothing the enemy can do to the church. Nothing. Ephesians 3 verses 10 to 11 says, God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was his eternal plan, which he carried out through Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians 3 verse 10 from the New International Version says, his intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. God's plan is to use his church to dumbfound demons, principalities, and powers. That plan will come to pass. That plan is coming to pass even right now. To think that there is a force on earth that can crush the church is not understanding God and his plans. Hallelujah. God is unstoppable. I know a lot of things are happening in nations all over the world. I know a lot of people have been killed for the gospel and for the fact that they are Christians. I know that as church leaders, we should have spoken up and we did not speak up. We have no excuse. It is irresponsible and selfish for someone to attack your own and you keep quiet. I know that the church has a lot of things that are not going for it. But one thing I know, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God remains sure. There is nothing that can be done to crush the church in Nigeria, the church in every nation of the world. Nothing. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. The church is marching on. The church is marching on. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. The church is marching on. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.